This is Fresh Air. It's common knowledge that the roots of rock and roll include a blend of country music and the blues. It's also recognized that country music has been influenced by popular black music. But our rock and roll historian Ed Ward says that a lesser-known fact is that black music has also been influenced by country music. That was the case with Chuck Berry's Maybelline and the country song Ida Red.
Anybody who knows rock and roll history knows the remark by Sun Records head Sam Phillips that if he could find a white boy with the colored sound, he could make $1 million. They also know that in 1954, he found that boy, Elvis Presley, whose first record had a blues song, That's All Right Mama, on one side, and a country song, Blue Moon of Kentucky, on the other. But what almost nobody realizes is that exactly a year later, in Chicago, the reverse happened, and the resulting record made rock and roll history just as much as Elvis's did. Charles Edward Anderson Berry, known as Chuck to his friends, learned how to play the guitar so he could meet girls. He admits as much in his autobiography, which will be published in October. He started playing with a little trio, which became very popular in St. Louis. The music played most around St. Louis was country western, he writes, which was usually called hillbilly music. Curiosity provoked me to lay a lot of the country stuff on our predominantly black audience, and some of the clubgoers started whispering, "Who is that black hillbilly at the Cosmo?" After they laughed at me a few times, they began requesting the hillbilly stuff and enjoyed trying to dance to it. If you ever want to see something that is far out, he continues, watch a crowd of colored folk, half high, wholeheartedly doing the hoedown, barefooted. Of course, good hoedown dancing needs a good hoedown tune, and Berry had one of those already. It was Ida Red, which had been recorded countless times, most notably by Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. The song was enjoying a revival in the early 50s at the hands of Oklahoma country singer Jack Guthrie, brother of folk singer Woody Guthrie.
Lights in the parlor, bar in the great clock on the mantel saying it's getting late. Curtains on the window, snowy white. The bar is pleasant on a Sunday night. Mom's taking them short, I'm right. Somebody else in the parlor tonight.
I'd heard it sung long before when I was a teenager, Berry writes, and thought it was rhythmic and amusing to hear. I'd sung it in the yard gatherings and parties around home when I was first learning to strum the guitar in my high school days. Later in life, at the Cosmo Club, I added my bit to the song and still enjoyed a good response, so I coined it a good one to sing. And when he went to Chicago, looking for a record deal, and took Muddy Waters' advice to seek out Chess Records, Ida Red, which he'd retitled Ida May, was one of the songs he auditioned. Chess thought it was great, but too close to the traditional song to copyright as an original composition, something that was essential if they were going to rip Berry off, as they wound up doing. So he thought of a brand of cosmetics he was using in his hairdressing business, and Maybelline was born.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that I was doing
The Cosmo Clubgoers didn't know any of the words to those songs, Barry writes, which gave me a chance to improvise and add comical lines to the lyrics. And finally, he admits it. Maybelline was written from the inspiration that grew out of the country song Ida Red. Of course, the Chess Brothers weren't going to take any chances, and just to make sure the rhythm and blues audience could buy a record they could relate to, they had him record a straight blues, Wee Wee Hours, on the other side.
In the wee wee hours, that's when I think of you. In the wee wee hours, that's when I think of you. You say, but yet I wonder if your love was ever true.
As it turned out, the rhythm and blues audience didn't care much for Chuck Berry, but the newly created rock and roll audience declared him a hero. And my guess is that his synthesis of country and blues, no less than Elvis's, created rock and roll.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll. He also writes for the Austin Chronicle.